B1 Preliminary 2. Published by Cambridge University Press and Cambridge Assessment English 2020. This recording is copyright. B1 Preliminary 2. Test 1. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at question 1. 1. What has the woman left behind?
Our queue for the check-in's over there. Have you got your passport ready?
Mine's in my backpack with my books and phone. Oh no! I don't believe it!
What? You haven't left your passport at home, have you?
I know I forgot it once, but I'm more careful now. It's that guidebook I bought last week, the one I told you about. I thought I'd put it in my backpack with my phone and stuff, but I guess I didn't.
Perhaps you left it on the kitchen table.
Now listen again.
Our queue for the check-in's over there. Have you got your passport ready?
Mine's in my backpack with my books and phone. Oh no! I don't believe it!
What? You haven't left your passport at home, have you?
I know I forgot it once, but I'm more careful now. It's that guidebook I bought last week, the one I told you about. I thought I'd put it in my backpack with my phone and stuff, but I guess I didn't.
Perhaps you left it on the kitchen table.
Two. Which T-shirt does the boy want?
Mum, when you're in town, can you get me that T-shirt I told you about? It's in the sale at the T-shirt shop on the ground floor of the shopping centre. It's black and white and divided into 2 parts. The top part has black and white stripes and there are stars on the white parts. The bottom half of the T-shirt has black circles on a white background. They've got lots of similar designs in the store, so please check you've got the one I want. Thanks, Mum.
Now listen again.
Mum, when you're in town, can you get me that T-shirt I told you about? It's in the sale at the T-shirt shop on the ground floor of the shopping centre. It's black and white and divided into 2 parts. The top part has black and white stripes and there are stars on the white parts. The bottom half of the T-shirt has black circles on a white background. They've got lots of similar designs in the store, so please check you've got the one I want. Thanks, Mum.
Three. How did the woman book tickets for the show?
Did you get tickets for the show?
Yes, finally. It's really popular, so there were long queues of people waiting to buy tickets outside the theatre.
So how long did you have to wait to get them?
Well, I stood there for a while and then gave up and went home. I had to call the theatre as their website wasn't working when I tried on my laptop. Too many people trying to use it, I suppose. Luckily, I managed to get tickets anyway, and quite good seats.
Now listen again.
Did you get tickets for the show?
Yes, finally. It's really popular, so there were long queues of people waiting to buy tickets outside the theatre.
So how long did you have to wait to get them?
Well, I stood there for a while and then gave up and went home. I had to call the theatre as their website wasn't working when I tried on my laptop. Too many people trying to use it, I suppose. Luckily, I managed to get tickets anyway, and quite good seats.
4. Why is the train to Histon delayed?
There will be a delay to the 1840 service to Histon due to bad weather in the surrounding area. Last night's heavy rain has cleared, but the strong winds we're experiencing at the moment mean trains are moving along the railway line at reduced speeds. Expect the service to be approximately 1 hour late. The forecast is calmer for the rest of the evening, though there is a possibility of snow on higher ground. Fortunately, this is unlikely to affect services to Histon.
Now listen again.
There will be a delay to the 1840 service to Histon due to bad weather in the surrounding area. Last night's heavy rain has cleared, but the strong winds we're experiencing at the moment mean trains are moving along the railway line at reduced speeds. Expect the service to be approximately 1 hour late. The forecast is calmer for the rest of the evening, though there is a possibility of snow on higher ground. Fortunately, this is unlikely to affect services to Histon.
Five. Where are the tourists most likely to see a tiger?
Welcome to today's Tiger Tour. This is one of the best places to see wild tigers, so hopefully we'll manage to see some. A good time of year to see them is when temperatures start to rise, because they spend more time drinking at waterholes such as lakes. It's too early in the season for this yet, so our best chance is in the open spaces where they hunt. It's much more of a challenge to see them in the forest. Their stripes help them hide among the trees.
Now listen again.
Welcome to today's Tiger Tour. This is one of the best places to see wild tigers, so hopefully we'll manage to see some. A good time of year to see them is when temperatures start to rise, because they spend more time drinking at waterholes such as lakes. It's too early in the season for this yet, so our best chance is in the open spaces where they hunt. It's much more of a challenge to see them in the forest. Their stripes help them hide among the trees.
Six. Which film will they go and see?
How about going to the cinema tonight? Jack Leon's new movie's on.
Oh, the one about that detective solving a murder.
Yeah, and he's pretty good too. There's that or a science fiction movie, but you know how I feel about those.
I know, they're hardly your thing. Well, how about this 19th century drama, Look?
Yeah, we could see that, but it looks a bit serious. I think my first suggestion looks more interesting, to be honest.
OK, let's do that then. Let's see the 7 o'clock show.
Sure.
Now listen again.
How about going to the cinema tonight? Jack Leon's new movie's on.
Oh, the one about that detective solving a murder.
Yeah, and he's pretty good too. There's that or a science fiction movie, but you know how I feel about those.
I know, they're hardly your thing. Well, how about this 19th century drama, Look?
Yeah, we could see that, but it looks a bit serious. I think my first suggestion looks more interesting, to be honest.
OK, let's do that then. Let's see the 7 o'clock show.
Sure.
Seven. How did the man travel to work?
Hi, Chris. It's pouring down. You look really wet. Did you cycle to work today?
Well, I wanted to, but my brakes need fixing and I haven't had time to deal with them yet.
Couldn't you come by bus?
They aren't always reliable from where I live. I think I'll get one home though if it's still raining later. It took me 40 minutes on foot. Hopefully I'll be back on my bike again soon.
Well, according to the forecast, it's going to rain all day today.
Now listen again.
Hi, Chris. It's pouring down. You look really wet. Did you cycle to work today?
Well, I wanted to, But my brakes need fixing and I haven't had time to deal with them yet.
Couldn't you come by bus?
They aren't always reliable from where I live. I think I'll get one home though if it's still raining later. It took me 40 minutes on foot. Hopefully I'll be back on my bike again soon.
Well, according to the forecast, it's going to rain all day today.
That is the end of part one.